This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is playing Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Don't know the guy personally, but his name is Gary. Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, my brother.
Hola. Gary, welcome to the program. And Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
I love it.
Oh, you know what? I think you're really going to like this one, man.
Yeah, I just have a sneaky suspicion.
I'm going to be there, brothers.
Nice.
A lot of people accuse us of just putting out a beer just so we can throw a party. They might not be wrong.
No, absolutely not. And, of course, helping out our friends at the Fisher House. All right, Gary, in honor of the brand-new beer getting set to launch, the categories, we have the 10 most popular beer styles in the world. They say there's over 100 distinct styles of beer, from light blonde ales to creamy stouts, around the world, but these are the 10 most popular styles in the world. And the next category is all about the barbecue. Which U.S. city should you pick to be at the top of your barbecue bucket list? They have picked the top 10 cities in the United States if you enjoy barbecue. So, Gary, are you going to go beer or barbecue on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
There's no barbecue on my bucket list. I want a bucket of beer, brothers.
All right. Gary, now the game is played.
I need a bucket of barbecue.
You know, I would. If they just put it in a bucket and said, will you eat this?
Go to KFC,
yes.
Then.
Ha! I mean, I was in a place in Dallas. We ordered a trough.
Wow. I'm assuming it's exactly what they say it is.
Huh. Interesting.
Oink, oink, oink.
All right, Gary, you know styles of beer. These are the 10 most popular in the world. What is your first guess on the 10 most popular beer styles in the world?
You got to go with the lager. I know it's in there.
Lager's number one.
Yeah, that is number one. Yeah,
they say some wine styles are quite obscure and hard to find, but others, like the American lager, are just the opposite. They are everywhere. American lagers are bottom fermented with lager yeast, which produce light, refreshing beers with little to no aromas.
Miles.
You won't find hop or malt aromas. These lagers are straightforward and easy to drink. Some examples of the American lager. That would include Budweiser, Coors Original, the Grain Belt Premium Lager, Miller High Life.
All right.
You get the idea. And Gary, because we're on the subject, number two on the list is the International Lager. And since they're both lagers, I'm going to give you that.
That's fair.
So it's a two-for-one deal.
They call it international lagers?
They do. Very similar to American lagers, but in their own category.
Huh.
International lagers are uncomplicated and always refreshing, never complicated, and with little aroma. They are also fermented with lager yeast and have low alcohol by volume, between about 4.6 and 6%.
Yeah.
And as with American lagers, these popular beers are not... they're more, I guess, worldwide. And often quite inexpensive. For an example, you have the Moretti's of the world.
Yep.
As far as Italian beers. You have Corona Extra, Red Stripe, Singha, Heineken, and even like Full Sail Session Premium Lagers, which is an international lager, although it's made here in the United States. Just got that flavor profile.
Yeah, it's made down in Oregon. I drove past it down to by Hood River.
They have some great beer. All right, Gary, with one guess, you've got two out of the 10. What is your next guest on the 10 most popular beer styles in the world?
Well, you know, the Pilsner.
Number seven.
It's got to be in there.
It is, and it's number seven. The Pilsner style, born in the Czech Republic, and was first blonde-colored beer in history. Pilsner beers are an excellent transition beer if you want to go from industrial beer to craft beer. Examples include Pilsner or Kell, for an example.
Okay, all right.
Anything that is a lighter beer. Black Raven has a wonderful Pilsner.
Mm-hmm. Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. Yep. They also have a Pilsner with a squeeze of lime, if you head up to Black Raven, which is fantastic. All right, Gary, you're 3 for 3. What is your next guess? On your guess is as good as mine.
The famous Hefeweizen. That's got to be in there.
The Hefeweizen. The Hefeweizen is in there. That is number 6. It is considered a wheat beer.
Yep, for sure.
Wheat beers are crowd pleasers. They're made by adding wheat to the grain bill, which gives to the concoction a rich mouthfeel, aromas reminiscent of bread and tropical fruits. Sometimes they're hazy, sometimes they're milky. But either way, some of their examples include Hefeweizen's, Weiss Unser Original. I believe that Hofbräu has an amazing Hefeweizen, one of the first in the world. Goose Island, if you're in the Chicago area, they're 312 Urban Wheat Ale. All right, let's see.
I would think Blue Moon's got to be the most popular American.
I would think so. Yeah.
Hefeweizen. That is correct. What was the other one? Shock Top for a while, but I guess it kind of faded out.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Okay, so you got wheat beer, the Hefs, you got the Pilsner, and you got the lagers. What's next?
Well, we're going to have to go with the stouts, of course, like the Guinness. That's a traditional yummy.
Number 5 on the list, these dark, almost black beers are made with roasted malt, which imparts coffee, char, and chocolate aromas, and a creamy mouthfeel. I've been told that. Stouts are made with ale yeast, so they have a complex nose. Some of the examples, Deschutes, Obsidian Stout, North Coast Old Number 38. Yep. You've got Rogue Shakespeare Stout, Sierra Nevada Stout. I like Stout.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stout, man. Yep. I really do. Yeah.
That's
Obsidian is really good. That'll knock your socks off.
Okay.
That didn't you happen with stouts.
Brewery. Good stuff.
All right, Gary, you got you're halfway to home, man. You've got 5 of the 10 most popular beer styles in the world. The American Lager, the International Lager, Stouts, the Hefeweizen wheat beers, and Pilsners. So what is gonna be your next guess?
Let's see. This is gonna be tough because I'm running out of ideas here. Let's see.
You got ales, you got porters.
Yeah, we got to have a porter because, god darn it, that's what we're doing.
That's the whole point of this. The porter is number 8 on the list. Yes, Gary, that is correct. This English style of dark beer is very similar to the stouts, but it's lighter and less intense. They're deep red hued instead of black and have a thinner foam. Examples include Anchor Porter, Deschutes Black Butt Porter, Founders Porter,
right there.
Men's Room, Ola Days. porter from Black Raven Brewing Company.
This will be my next favorite, of course.
Yes, it will be.
I'm a big porter fan. Man, stouts and porters, I am down.
With grandma's rum balls. All right, you got 6 out of 10. Gary, what's your next guess here on the 10 most popular beer styles in the world?
We got to go with the ales. Ales are in there.
The pale ale?
We can go with pale if that's what you like. I like ales. There's lots of them, but ales, I don't know. There you go. Ales.
I think
pale
you have to be specific with the ale.
What would
buddy.
You consider to be an ale
All right,
beer?
Let's go pale ale.
All right, number 3. I was going to say, what do you consider an ale?
Oh, there's like Scottish ales.
All right,
and dark ales.
All right, fair enough. Okay, the American pale ale.
Indian don't go Bubba on us. Yeah, here we
Does
go.
Does that count IPAs, Miles?
No.
Pale ale? No.
This is the American
So I would go
pale
with IPAs because no. they're also pretty big and popular.
Yeah, I haven't got to those yet, but we're getting there.
Okay.
Well, we got to get some answers.
Well, let's go with IPA then, brother.
Number
there you
4,
go.
The
See, I got you.
like the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. There's a perfectly good example of a delicious India pale ale.
Agreed.
And in fact, it's sitting here on my patio deck. Right next to me.
Nice.
Excellent. I got a 6-pack waiting for me at home for the game tonight.
All right, you're 8 of 10. And so far, Gary, no strikes against you. There are 2 different style beers left in the category of the 10 most popular beer styles in the world. One, if you were listening earlier on the show, I admitted I can't stand them.
Oh, darn. Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. Gosh, darn it. Because I was like, well, I don't like the sours. Nah.
I gave you the clue.
I would go sours then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The sour
okay.
beers.
10 on the list. All right,
that's
Gary.
Still,
I don't like
that.
It.
Is the 10 most popular beer style in the world.
Wow, that surprises me.
There is one nice. More ale style out there.
My gosh.
Okay? You kind of touched on it a little bit. There are different categories of this, but yeah. this one is pretty specific. I want to say that Georgetown makes it sometimes seasonally. They have a charity beer
okay.
that's based around this one. It's a limited release, but they definitely do this one. Steve, you used to be a big fan of this style back in the day.
Was I drinking? I don't want to say it out loud.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, man, I'm trying to think of a good example.
Georgetown, I'm trying to think. I might have seen the can somewhere.
So it's an ale,
on the shelf.
But the ale is described with a color.
That's correct.
I'm thinking, is it a color?
It's a color.
Oh, yeah.
I used to drink that. God, I forgot
there
about
is,
that.
There is a brand, and I know the English love it.
Examples. Examples include Full Sail Amber, the Deschutes Cinder Cone Red, the Kona Lava Man Red, and the North Coast Red Seal
Red Ale.
Ale
my
there
brother,
you go, American
red,
red and Brown Ale. Very good, guys.
Yeah.
What's the popular one, Phil, that everybody drinks?
What, Red Ale?
Or Brown Ale?
What was like Newcastle
I can't think
almost
it,
considered?
I think it might be Newcastle.
Yeah. Yeah, there's.
I'm picturing
there's
the same thing
there.
You are, and I was racking my brain. Like, what is the name of this? Yeah, I used to drink the hell out of that.
Gary, he nails it. And no strikes against him. He ran the table. So very good.
That's our kind of listener.
Speaking of, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.